And sometimes we complain, you know, because he's leaving his socks on the floor, or, you know, or she's burnt toast, or, you know, something's happened, and you're always thinking about those things rather than all the wonderful blessings. Amen. Sometimes we have to be thankful on purpose. Amen. There's a little boy who was asked to pray before dinner. So he bowed his head to pray. He looked at the food and then closed his eyes and prayed, Lord, he says, I don't like the looks of it, but I guess I better be thankful anyways. Amen. You know, sometimes in life we have things that we don't like the looks of. We don't like so many different things in life, but we need to be thankful. Amen. No matter what God has given us, as I mentioned this morning, in our country, we have more than most of the world could ever imagine having. I think sometimes I've mentioned before that sometimes I think it's a good ministry to go to a senior home. And I'm not saying that you should go to a senior home to minister to the senior. I mean, minister to the senior. Go to the senior home, get the minister to the senior. And, you know, you start looking around and you go to some of these retirement homes and you start seeing people that can't leave the building. People that need to be pushed around in wheelchairs, people that really have no future. They know they're there for one reason. You know, we can be thankful that we can be thankful that you can cook what you want to cook for dinner tomorrow. And we can be thankful for that. I had to do that up just to see how thankful you would be. We're all awake now, though, aren't we? Amen.
A few of you in the back are sleeping there. You're wide awake now. I can see it. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 100 and verse 1, I guess this is suiting, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. This psalm starts out with making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And, you know, when we think about joyful noises, that's not what we heard, that's what we heard here. And we heard here at the singing of God, you know, God's songs. Amen. That's a joyful noise. Praising God. And, you know, sometimes as Baptists, and, you know, we're pretty conservative. And, you know, sometimes we don't shout out good old hearty amen. Amen. We need to shout out amen. And we need to praise God. Amen. That's making a joyful noise. I mean, sometimes the world's going to turn over if we get too rowdy in the Baptist church. You know, something crazy's happened down there. You know, I walk by and they're all screaming and shouting, praising God. Amen. Well, listen, there's nothing wrong with shouting and praising God. There's nothing wrong with making a joyful noise unto the Lord. There's not, you know, the Bible talks about shouting. You say, well, that's talking about a congregation of 2 million people. I say, well, Greg, you got to shout pretty loud. I'm glad I didn't have to preach to 2 million people. Amen? I don't know how Moses did it. He would preach to the first row, and they would tell the next row. By the time he got to the back, they probably thought he was like, you know, a good master or something. That must not be the King James Bible he's preaching from, brother. I don't know how much. We're going to make a joyful noise and shout and be excited about God. Amen? And the Bible goes on to say that we're to serve the Lord with gladness. Man, oh man, I tell you, sometimes we can come in here and like we're stoned. I tell a good joke. Come on, what's that all about? Amen? I got some of the best jokes around. I just don't know how to tell them very well. But we're to be glad. We're to come into the presence of God with gladness. And you know, there's nothing wrong with being excited about serving God. And singing. And at verse 3 there, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It's the Lord that has given us what we have. Amen? It's the Lord that's given us what we have. It's God that's prospered us. It's God that's given us a land of plenty. It's God that's given us our health and our strength. And praise God for health. Amen? Strength. Verse 5,
let me back up. Back to verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. You know, we can't brag about our success in life. You know, we can't brag even about being Christians. You know, I sometimes wonder about this doctrine of Calvinism. You know, it teaches that God loves some people, and God hates some people, and God created some people only to send them to hell, only because He gets pleasure out of creating people only for the purpose of sending them to hell. And by the way, that's not the God that I serve, amen? That's not the God of the Bible. God is good, the Bible says. God is righteous and God is holy. But God has made us. He not only has He given us life, not only has He given us breath, but He's given us salvation. Amen? The bottom line is, and we've seen this many times over the last few weeks when we've looked at this doctrine of the Bible, you know, we didn't go looking for God. God looked and saw that there was nobody seeking after Him, so He told God's people to go out, to go into the world, and to teach and to preach. You know, wouldn't it be nice if people were seeking and desiring to come to church, amen? I know we went to a car and I went to a baseball game last year, and he said to me, Dad, wouldn't it be nice if you could preach to all of these people, like 30,000 people in the Sky Dome? And sorry, I'm old. It's the Sky Dome, amen? World Fundamental Baptist Sky Dome preaching.
I'm sorry, I'm still in the Sky Dome days, but you know, people spending $40, and it's pretty cheap to go to a baseball game compared to a lot of other sports. But those people are spending good money to go to a baseball game. And you know, you go to the Sky Dome and you get into some of those seats, you're up in the nosebleed section. I mean, you've got to duck the plane. And I remember the first time I went up into the fifth level, and I'm looking down, and all I could see in your yard, if you're up there, if you know, you're literally looking straight down. And all you can see is the top of your head. They should write your names on the top of your head so the guy up the public can see who it is. Because unless you can see their back, you don't even know what the player's name is. And you know, wouldn't it be nice if people were flocking to church like people flock to baseball games and the rock concerts and all the other sporting events and all the other crazy things? But they're not. And that's why God says to us that we are to go out and we got to go find them. We've got to preach them. We've got to tell them the gospel. We've got to tell them that there's a God out there that loves them and that died for them. Because it's God that made us. It was God that saved us. It was God who's given us everything. And then the Bible says there, because He is God. Because He's God, we are to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Are we as thankful as we should? Are we as thankful to God as we should be, considering that we can come into His presence, not only the privilege. That's a whole other message, but just the privilege of being able to come before the throne of God. That's an incredible privilege. God wants us to praise Him. God wants us to serve Him. God wants us to come into His presence with thanksgiving. And then, for the Lord is good, in verse 5, His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. And you know, this is the idea here that we should be coming into his gates with thanksgiving, and we should be learning about God. We should be praising God. We should know that the Lord is good. God is good. He's a wonderful God. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I'm glad God's truth has endured to our generation. Amen. Are you glad for the Bible? Are you glad that God has preserved it? And you know, we don't have to wonder when we read the Word of God, whether we're reading man's words or whether we're reading God's words. We can know that we've got the preserved Word of God in the King James Bible in the English-speaking language. And listen, are you glad? Listen, ladies, were you glad? I should say were. Are you glad when your husband sends you a nice little love note? Or, you know, a sweet little text? See some people moving over here in their seats. God has given us a letter. God has given us a love letter. And in it is his perfect will, his perfect way. And in it we can get to know him. And we can get to know that he's good. We can get to know his mercies. We can get to know his truth. And that's going to endure to all generations. Man, we have a lot to be thankful for, especially in the spiritual realm. Amen. Let's be a thankful people. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here tonight.